Inside the West Virginia Capitol building, Roland Micklem sits on a marble bench, holding in one hand a handmade wooden cane, and in the other hand a small poster that tells why he is fasting. Micklem is here on an extended fast, consuming only water, coffee, juice, and some medication, in order to raise awareness for the various causes of climate change, which he says include mountaintop removal mining.
I don't like to call it protest, but it is a witness, and it is an expression of my genuine grief for the loss of creation.
Micklem is an 85-year-old Army veteran, an environmental writer, and a retired science teacher. At the Capitol building today, he is joined by activists Vincent Irene and Mike Rizel, who are also taking part in this fast. Micklem asked them to help plan this fast, which could go on for days or weeks.
I'm quite willing to fast here until I can't do it anymore or until I die.
Micklem grew up in Virginia in the 1930s. Watching the diversity of plants and animals disappear in Appalachia is what has led him to become an activist.
Take over of our countryside, as it were, by commercial interests has just destroyed so many of what were once, I call them cherished friends, birds and animals that I learned about when I was young. That kind of turned me into an activist.
The activism Micklem believes in is nonviolent civil disobedience.
That has to be led properly. It has to be conducted with people who have love in their hearts and absolutely no animosity towards the people who will oppose them.
At the end of the first day of their fast, the Capitol building closes, and Micklem, Rizel, and Irene pack up and head back to a hotel. There, they'll rehydrate with fresh vegetable and fruit juice and rest up for the days and weeks ahead. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.